A city bylaw now in effect is eliminating the process of rent evictions. Toronto tenants gained new protections against illegal evictions last week. The policy change was founded on the argument that landlords are submitting bogus N13 forms to evade rent control laws. N13 is the legal notice that landlords use to end tenancy. Landlords will have to now prove those renovations are necessary. But is it enough to eliminate bad faith evictions entirely?
Rent evictions are a form in which the landlord can come in and, for example, renovate a space and be able to, for example, kick out a tenant in the process of being able to renovate and fix said space.
Yaroslava Avila Montenegro is the executive director of the Federation of Metro Tenants Associations, an advocacy group for tenants' rights. She spoke to us about the Rental Renovation License Bylaw that came into effect on July 31st.
We haven't seen this kind of protection come into the city in many years.
You work with tenants pretty intimately. What concern do rent evictions present to the Toronto's housing market?
Rent evictions, dem evictions are ways in which the raising of the rent can happen. And what can happen in this case is that the person leaves the unit, they don't have, the landlord doesn't follow up, they don't have the right to return, they just kind of like forget about it. And then the next person comes into the unit and they can charge whatever market rent that they want for that specific unit for the same, maybe double or triple what the person that was previously there had been paying.
Toronto is one of three municipalities in Ontario to implement the bylaw alongside Hamilton and London. Now, the way the bylaw works is that landlords will now need a license before beginning work on any repairs or renovations that require the tenant to move out. Licenses cost $700 per unit. But there is more on top of that cost. Under the new rules, landlords must pay an architect or engineer that can justify those renovations. And then for the tenants, the displaced tenant must be offered a moving allowance and be provided with a temporary unit at the same rent available. If that's not possible, they'll then be required to cover the difference for a place elsewhere. If a license is refused or not sought out for renovations, landlords will face fines up to $100,000. Over the last few years, the Federation heard from at least 200 tenants in a quarter, so that's every 3 months, calling to complain that they were being evicted due to a renovation happening in their home. But ever since council passed the bylaw in November of 2024, so just last fall, Montenegro says there's been a steady decline in the, quote, rent evictions.
We haven't had that many calls for rent evictions in the city of Toronto since the early bit of this year, so since January, which has been amazing and phenomenal to see.
Douglas Kwan, who's been a vocal advocate for affordable housing, spoke at the press conference alongside city officials just a week before the bylaw would become legally operative. Kwan is a lawyer at the Advocacy Centre for Tenants Ontario. He said these emergency measures are in place to preserve what's left of Toronto's affordable housing stock.
Bylaws such as this one are emergency measures to address the problem of trying to preserve our existing affordable housing stock. The one solution that could be passed in a day with signature is closing those rent control loopholes, ending the incentive for landlords to act illegally and scrupulously against long-term renters who, through no fault of their own, they're paying affordable rents because they've lived in their community for a number of years. They've sent their kids to the local school. They work in the local community. And they're being threatened with displacement simply because they're paying affordable rent.
While renter advocacy groups are celebrating the outcome, Montenegro says more work needs to be done at the provincial level to weed out unlawful evictions for good.
I think the bigger elephant in the room is vacancy control. Because the question is, and this all goes back to the province, right? The Residential Tenancies Act is based from the province of Ontario. The RTA, as we call it, doesn't have substantial protections for tenants. It very much favors the landlord. And so we get into situations where we get into bad faith evictions, where the landlord just wants to be able to increase the rent.
Reported rent evictions have gone down, but Montenegro says other cases have gone up. She says the Federation is seeing landlords trying to move into a home in order to evict tenants more often now. She's not certain whether these trends are related, but they are steadily climbing.
We're really happy, and it's a victory for our movement to have the rent evictions bylaw in place. But it is something that doesn't necessarily, like I mentioned earlier, doesn't go far enough to be able to deal with the issue at hand, and that is the financialization of housing. And so whether it be, for example, vacancy control, which would actually help solve 90% of our issues, or rent control as well, these two things, they work in tandem, but that has to come, the municipalities don't have the jurisdiction to be able to implement, like, that kind of legislation through their municipality. It has to come from the province. So
proposed bills affecting the construction or demolition of buildings are coming down the pipeline at Queen's Park, like Bill 17, the Building Faster and Smarter Act. Montenegro says we'll have to wait and see what happens in the fall when the House sits again. This is Mia Johnson for the Local Journalism Initiative.